USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As peace talks continue in the Russian invasion of Ukraine, a concession by President Zelensky put the pressure on President Putin. The Ukraine president said NATO will not be in their future.
Ukraine is not a member of NATO. We understand that. We have heard for years that the doors were open, but we also heard that we cannot join. It's a truth, and it must be recognized.
President Zelensky will address both houses of Congress today. The Federal Reserve is preparing Americans for a rate hike, Chairman Jerome Powell.
That's going to require the Fed to tighten interest rate policy and do our part in getting inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Sarah Bloom Raskin, President Biden's nominee to become the government's most powerful banking regulator, withdrew from consideration on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he could not support Ms. Raskin's nomination, citing her views on climate change. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.